Random House Audio presents Little Night by Lou Anne Rice. Read for you by Blair Brown. Prologue. February 14th, 1993. My hands are bandaged, but I'm not supposed to care that they hurt. When I was treated at the scene, the husky EMT said flatly, "He's a lot worse off than you." The police officer had to remove my handcuffs. He snapped on latex gloves to avoid having to touch my burned palms and wrists. They drove me in a squad car to the East Hampton station house for booking, and finally into the sheriff's van for the ride here to the county jail, 15 miles away in Meshomek. I'll tell you one detail, because it's frozen in my mind. The phrase, two to the head. That's what I've been hearing since the police arrived. She gave him two to the head. Then they laugh at me. It's supposed to be a big joke about how inept I was. This enormous, shaved-head bodybuilding sheriff acted it out for me in the van on the way here. "One," he said, pretending to clobber the other sheriff over the head. "Two." He imitated the second blow, then, "Ouch," he said, as he waggled his fingers at me and winked nastily at my bandaged hands. "You burned yourself as bad as you hurt him, but he's going to the hospital, and you're going to jail." I'd like to block his words out. They make this seem like any other crime, one of the salacious stories you see on CNN headline news. To the outside, I suppose all crimes are the same.